Welcome back, Fire Tribe. You never like that. I think that's a great
I love
intro.
It.
I think it's a great intro. He doesn't like it, though. That's okay, though. Welcome back, Fire Tribe. We finally made it. We made it through the international break. We're heading to week 30.
This one felt really long.
It really did. We had, three episodes in between the last games and now. We had our look back at game week 29, look forward to game week 30. We did a UCL video in the middle there. Check that out. That was fun. And now we're going to do a wild card video. It's that time.
It's that time, baby.
It's that time. For all of you out there. For all of you out there who still have the wild card chip, and that's pretty significant amount, I think, Dave, correct?
72% of people.
72%.
Oh, wait, Let me check that, but it's high. The second wild card.
We're going to go with 72%. Anyone who doesn't have it, just tune out now. But if you have your wild card.
Leave a like first and a
leave
comment.
A like and then get out.
Yeah.
If you have your wild card, though, we are going to go over what our strategy is now that we know some of these blanks, now that we're gearing up for some of these double game weeks. We're going to go through the strategy of how we're going to kind of approach it. And we're going to build our team live, right? We're actually going to build our team here because we have our wild card. So, yeah. So, without any further ado.
And the number's actually higher. It's 83% of players still have their wild card.
That's impressive. That's impressive. I'm surprised so many people save that. Yeah. But that's, I mean, obviously we did it, so it's smart. We're going to start with transfers, though. Dave, I'm going to let you take the transfers. I'm sure most of those are going to be related to these double game weeks. So
yeah.
I'll let you do that, and then we'll hop right into the live wild card. So go ahead.
Yeah, you'd be right about that.
I know.
Mr. Marmoush, the Moosh is Loosh. He's the number one transferred in player over 600,000 people
baby.
So far.
Egyptian Prince.
Yeah, City is going to double. At some point, we don't know when that is going to be yet, but Haaland did get hurt in their cup tie. The current news is that they hope he comes back before the end of the Premier League season, but he has to go get more scans. Results of those aren't available yet, so keep an eye on that, but it looks like a whole lot of people are assuming he's going to be out for most of the rest of the year. People going back to Alexander Isak, Ismaïla Sarr has been hot lately for Palace, had another good game in their cup tie as well. Bruno Fernandes, he's the most informed player in the Premier League, so that makes sense. And then more Palace guys, since they're doubling. JP Mateta's back from his injury.
Wild, by the way.
Yeah.
The man got his head knocked in, and he's already back? That's a tough guy. That's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Credit to him.
And then Munoz, Guardiola, Mo Salah. So other than Salah and Fernandes, everybody there are guys that are doubling at
some
point.
What was that, Phil? What was that face?
Just the fact that people actually transferred out Salah.
You told them not to. Why wouldn't they listen? Listen, Salah, they went from, I think most people would say, probably best team in the world to now competing for nothing but the EPL, which is pretty locked up at this point. So I think you made the point a couple weeks ago. Like, what does he have left? He has the records. Assists, goals. That's what he's going for. He is going to do everything in his power to just score as many goals and get as many assists, which I'm sure he was doing before, but now he has even more reason with nothing but EPL games left.
Yep.
So we'll see. I saw his – I'm going to look it up right now, actually.
Do it.
Thanks.
Do it.
I will do it. I will do it. His – I want to look up his number. I saw his point total, and it just – it's baffling.
Did it baffle your mind?
What, yeah. Salah's?
How high he is compared to just everyone else in the game right now. It's
– yeah.
Pretty it's crazy. Disgusting. 306 points he has right now on the season. Who's the next closest right behind him? 181. Palmer has 181 points. He is second. Salah has 306.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot. That
we,
is a lot
we
of
know
points.
Palmer got half of those points against Brighton too, so
25, I think it was, right? 25 yeah, points.
Like that. Yeah. But I'm glad you brought him up because Cole Palmer is the most transferred out player, which I know is super shocking news. 830,000 people.
Struggle, man. He's struggling.
The rest is there's some of these that are transfer outs because people are hurt. Trent, Erling Haaland, who we just talked about. Lewis Hall is on the transfer outs. He's injured right now. Chris Wood picked up an injury over international break. Yeah. He missed their cup tie.
Yeah.
And he is, I'm going to call it a coin flip to play against United. Yeah. I think from what I've read, my gut would be that he doesn't play.
I would think age is the reason he won't play. I don't think they're going to push him.
Yeah, he does have a hip injury, and that is, you know, well, people have hip problems.
Okay, he's not that old.
You said it.
Jeez.
You're the one who said it.
I just meant in general, he's an older player. They're not going to push him if they don't have to.
I agree.
He doesn't have a plastic hip. My God.
But he's the second most transferred out player. Mbeumo and Beto are also on here because we know Brentford and Everton's schedules turn nasty right about now. But yeah, that's about it for transfers. Like we said, most of the people on here in the ins and outs are guys that are going to double in game week 32.
Uh-huh.
Or likely 33.
Well, perfect transition to just take us right into our live wild card. So where do we want to start?
Oh,
I think we wanted to start how we normally do, just back to front. So goalies, work our way up to forwards.
Yep.
I mean, we may have to mix it around as we try and fit our budget.
We might have to skip around a bit.
Yeah, I think before we start, though, our basic strategy is going to be how do we get as many players as we can for those double game weeks in right now? And we are a team who has a free hit still.
True.
So the strategy is going to be get as many guys for those double game weeks. And then when week 34 comes around and we get the blanks, we free hit, we take all that out of the equation, and then we just continue with our lives, right?
Yes, sir.
I think that's the ideal strategy that we're rocking with. I know everyone's different, but you know, a lot of what we're doing, regardless if you have the free hit or not, from now till week 34, you have a couple weeks to build up those free transfers. You should be doing that because, again, you do want these guys in the double game week, but then you are going to have to move off some of them in the blank game week. So save up your transfers if you don't have the free hit. That's kind of the strategy.
Yep. And you'll also see, like, we're not going to draft three guys each from the four teams right now that are doubling.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you do have a free hit, you should also save them that way. Once you hit game week 33, you can make a few changes to get more people that are doubling.
Yep. All right, let's jump right in with goalkeepers.
Fine.
Where do we want to go with goalkeepers? Sells, if you're looking, you'll see who we've had in our team previously. We had Sells, we had Verbruggen. Sells has been our guy all season, but this might be his moment that we let him fly. Let him free.
It's time to sell cells.
We should also,
that was a good one. You're not even becoming a dad, but nice joke.
Thanks, Papa.
Yeah, I got you.
We should also mention that Forest did progress in the FA Cup, and that's why the other three teams are blanking.
Yes.
But it appears that because of like how Forest's schedule is set up, that that game against Brentford in game week 34, it seems likely it's going to stay in game week 34, but just move to like the middle of the week. So we're going to operate under that assumption. We should also mention that we're also, like, assuming, since we don't know when the fixtures have moved to yet, that we are assuming they're going to move to game week 33, but obviously that hasn't been announced as the time of filming.
Numbers guy.
Numbers guy.
That's the numbers guy.
He's a look in the numbers.
Did you want to start, Phil? You acted like you really wanted to get us right into this.
No.
Not too bad. Go.
Okay. So for our goalie, we are going to shift.
Starting goalie,
yep. We're going to shift to kind of the more expensive guy. Probably a lot of teams have him. It's probably not going to be this wild idea, but we're going to go with David de Raya, Arsenal goalkeeper. I think Arsenal schedule, we've talked about it, but outside of a few games in the last few weeks, their fixtures aren't that hard. They've been the best defensive team or one of the best defensive teams, so I think it's the right time to use. Raya, obviously they're going to double as well, so we're going to take advantage of that. So yeah, he's going to be our starting goalkeeper. Obviously he has a blank.
34.
So yeah. Dave, who are we going to get for our substitute goalkeeper?
Well, for us, we don't care about that, but I think in game week 34, well, I'm not picking it based on that, to be honest with you, Phil. I'm picking who is going to be our other goalie, because that matters in game week 33. Because we're going to use the old bench boost.
Mm-hmm. Bench boost.
And so I don't think any of the other goalies that are doubling are realistic options. Like, no. I don't think we should spend $11 million-ish and buy Ederson.
Nope.
Villa has a poor schedule with Newcastle and City. We can't use Dean Henderson because we're going to use three more Palace guys. I like Alphonse Areola from West Ham because they play Southampton at home, and he's really cheap. He's $4.2 million. And, you know, we always need money, so I feel like that's play the matchup and save the cash for elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the way to go. We've been believers from a goalie standpoint this season that obviously you have to have a decent backup, but there's no need to go and spend, like you said, $11 million on two goalies. That's crazy, especially when you're trying to find these good players, these sneaky players, to get in week to week in more important positions. So I think that definitely makes the most sense. Get him in. He's cheaper.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one expensive, one cheap option at the position.
Yeah.
You know, get a nice... Yeah. Arsenal has a nice first game in that double week. If it's in 33, they play Ipswich. So that's nice.
Yeah, I like that. I think Rye is a great choice. I think he's just been so good this season. He'll probably end the season goalie one. Which, to be honest, you could have asked me who I thought goalie one was going to be before the season. Give me 10 guesses. Maybe I would have said him just because he's Arsenal's goalie, but not because I thought he was going to be a stud. I don't think he's really been a stud up to this point. This is his, I mean, you can call it a breakout season. I don't know how old he is.
But he's played well. Arsenal are just really good defensively. So. Yeah,
I mean, of course, that obviously helps when you have a top two defense in the EPL. That helps you out a lot. All right.
So Raya and Areola there.
Raya and Areola makes most sense for us. And now we're going to move to defense.
The back line.
Let's just stick with the Raya theme, right? Arsenal, double game week. We just talked about how great their defense is. We're going to get at least one of those guys. So let's just start with who we think we want first. We talked about it earlier. Obviously, the two top guys, Saliba, Gabriel, those are the two top defenders on that team. I'm going to come at it from my perspective, right? I think you're splitting hairs here. Both of these guys are great. They're similar prices. I personally think Saliba's the guy here. I say that because in the course of the entire season, yes, Gabriel has been the better player points-wise, but if you look at it in the last 10 game weeks, it's been Saliba, and he's ahead of him fairly significantly. I think Timber is also ahead of Gabriel in the last 10 game weeks, so I'm interested in Saliba. You also save, not a lot, but you save 0.2 million. You know, Saliba 6.2, Gabriel 6.4. So that's who I'm interested in. I don't know about you guys, who you guys are thinking between those two.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I mean, Gabriel and Saliba typically return in the same weeks.
Yeah.
You know, they are 2 points apart in the season. They're both threats off set pieces. So, yeah, if you want to go with one of those two, let's just pick the cheaper one for now. I think Timber is a good pivot if we end up needing money here at the end of this. But
that's what I was going to say. Why not Timber? Because he has the minutes locked down,
I think,
down, right?
Saliba and Gabriel are probably like a tad more of a threat off set pieces. I don't know. That's where my head's at. They're all pretty – you're just playing for the clean sheets, really.
Yeah, and I guess Timber really hasn't produced with assists.
So
I mean, here's the thing, Phil. If I don't disagree. I also think –
What's the thing?
I also think
What's the thing?
I also think Timber is a solid option. I think let's get to the end of this team selection – because, yeah, Timber's a guy where if we get to a point where we're running out of cash,
yeah,
that's a great, to your point, like, that's probably the easiest way to save money with a good player.
If our cash is going down,
yeah,
I'm yelling Timber.
Just end the show.
Listen, that's two dad jokes today. He's overtaking
Let's
our
go!
World.
Just end the show. I respect that. Let's go Saliba to start off in.
All right.
I think the next easiest one is Danny Munoz.
Danny! I think Munoz and Milenkovic should be two easy ones.
How do you feel about that, Sean?
Keep talking, guys. I got to find something over here. Do your thing.
Well,
I'll be back in a second.
We are going to need guys that So we're going to accrue three transfers before game week 33. So we can take what we're going to have, three guys that aren't going to be doubling once we get to game week 33. One of them's going to be Areola. One of them is, shocker, going to be Mo Salah. But we can transfer out three guys between then and now. So if we do want Milankovic, I don't have any issue with that. Again, we can always come back and change it.
Yeah, I'm just – they have such an easy run.
Let's start with – because we brought up two guys at a time. Let's just start with one of those guys. We want to talk – we're going to talk whoever we're going to put in for Milankovic. Let's start there because I think Milankovic is obviously – I think he's the best option on Forest, him and Ina, but I think Milankovic's probably the better option. The underlying numbers are significantly better for him.
And he's cheaper.
So if we're talking, if we want a Forest guy, they have a great schedule. If we want one of those guys, I'm in agreement. Milankovic is the guy. But to your point, that makes him one of the people we have to potentially move back off.
Yeah, it depends who else we have. But well, there's going to be guys in this that aren't doubling. Right.
So do we want to start?
Let's start with him.
Let's throw him in. We can come back. We can change it. Let's throw him in.
So let's get saucy here, boys.
Getting a little saucy with it. There's going to be some trial and error happening.
I also like Yasko Gardiol.
Yeah.
For this.
I only like him because of the doubleheader, but I do agree.
They also play Leicester this week.
And Leicester hasn't scored since the 8th grade pick.
City would be the team to give a goal.
You're right.
Maybe, but I just...
I had him on my draft.
That was one of my player picks for game week 30, just to go off for a second, but was Rico Lewis, because Rico Lewis is a very cheap option, and Leicester, again, hasn't scored, six EPL games now? So, you know, I think Gvardiol's obviously better than Rico Lewis. We can all agree on that. And in this instance, we're trying to keep someone for the future, so we're not going to take Rico Lewis, who we don't think's going to produce that much.
The only issue I have with Lewis is we don't know if he's actually going to start.
That's what I'm saying. If it was a one-week play, which was my original thought for game week 30, I like Rico Lewis. I do think he's going to play this week. They have so many injuries. But if we're talking for an extended period of time, Pep's probably going to switch him in and out. So I don't like him for this instance. I like Gvardiol better. But yeah, you need to get someone – you need to get a Man City defender if you're wild-carding for this week.
Yeah.
This is your best chance at a shutout. Leicester is the worst offense in the EPL right now. Maybe they score. If it happens, it happens. But statistically, like, this is your best play.
Just to throw it out, if we do need money, we could go Neco Williams. Forest, he's 4.4 million, gets 90 minutes, saves us 0.4, and he's going to get the clean sheets when Forest gets the clean sheets.
Throwing
it out there.
But if I'm doing that, my thought is I would rather just move off of Saliba and go to Timber. And that'll save you much more money, and you still get a guy that in the last 10 game weeks, I think he's only like 2 points under Saliba, something along those lines. He's 2 points above Gabriel, right? So Timber's been better in the last 10 game weeks. You get a drop off from Saliba, but you save a bunch of money, and he's still a good player. For me personally, I would rather go the Timber route than go that route.
You go both routes and have a bunch of money.
Yeah, to spend on a guy who we'll talk about in a little bit may not be playing for a couple weeks.
All right, so who do we have so far, back line?
So right now we have Saliba.
Let's not confuse the viewers.
They can see it.
Viewers. Oh,
they can see it. We have Saliba. We have Gvardiol. We have Milankovic. Those are the three we have right now.
Munoz.
And we want to add Munoz in, correct.
We need to explain this one because...
Explain it anyways, Dave. Let the people know. Explain
he has the best attacking numbers of any fullback other than Trent, who's hurt. Palace are in form. They play Southampton in game week 30. They double in game week 33. They also double in game week 32. Yeah. So he's the easiest one to me.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a trick question. I just wanted you to tell people why in case they didn't realize it yet. Yeah, he's the best... He has the most points over the last 10 game weeks for defenders. It's pretty obvious he's really good. And the schedule's good. You just said it. But
all right, last guy.
Yeah, we have one.
Greaves!
Time for one. Absolutely not.
3.9 million.
Absolutely not.
No, he has to count in game week 33.
Oh, the boost. The boost is
I think since we're using one guy that isn't doubling, I think we should start by picking someone that is going to double here.
I mean,
and in my opinion, based on who I think we're going to select at midfield and forward, we should take somebody from Villa.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Because there's nobody that's cheap enough from City. I don't want to take anyone from Palace because you know who we want up front and in the midfield. Yeah, so we could go Timber. He's just a little pricier than we probably Konsa. Want. That's who I was going to suggest. Yeah. Konsa, Digne, one of those two.
I hate Digne so much right now.
I'm okay with Konsa. This is just about having to do two shots at a clean sheet.
Right. That's because we're not picking him up for offensive ability right now. We're picking him up to hope that they have.
We're picking him up to get.
Who do they play in those two games?
Game week 33, they play Newcastle and City.
So I'm personally not. I don't think it's. This is just my opinion. I do not think it's worth just getting a guy to fill in a double game week right now. If he's not going to get any points on offense, which I think we can all agree he's probably not, and they're probably not going to get a shutout in either of those games. I mean, do we think they have a legit chance of getting a shutout against City or Newcastle? What are they, home away?
They are home against Newcastle.
I could see home against Newcastle.
But if we're just working at, oh, they could maybe get one at home against Newcastle, now we're just playing for one game anyways.
I mean, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Versus you throw a guy like Timber in, spend a little bit more money, you still get...
How much is Rico right now?
4.3.
Very cheap. That's what I'm saying. Rico. You could throw a guy like Rico boost. Or Timber in, you get the same effect, but you get a team with a much better schedule and a much stronger defense.
I am more apt to go for Timber right now, and if we end up needing to save money, we come back and drop him for someone else.
We will throw in Timber as our last defender, and we will come back if we need to.
Yeah, Timber's like a starter on our bench.
All right, we are on to the midfielders now. Who wants to get us started?
Just want to drop in Mo Salah.
Are we sure? Listen, are we sure? He hasn't been that good.
He has been kind of trash.
Yeah. If it wasn't for PKs, he'd probably only have like 280 points.
Yeah, he'd only have 100 more points than anyone else.
Yeah, okay. We are going to take Mo Salah. Don't overthink this one, everybody. We talked about it before. He's the best player in FPL. They no longer have any games outside of the EPL. He's trying to break records. He's going to be actively even harder than maybe before, scoring goals and trying to get assists. So put him in your roster. We'll talk about Haaland in a second, but Haaland also might be hurt for a while. So the other guy that is more expensive than Salah may not be playing, so you don't got to worry about him. And the other most expensive midfielder in Palmer, I think most people are probably out on for now.
Yeah, so we're not doing that.
This is the guy you spend your money on, is my point. This is the guy.
So I'm going to open it up for debate here because I refuse to not have either Saka or Bruno on our squad.
Can I ask, before we open up the debate, can you just explain why that's where you're digging your feet in?
Because I think Saka, with their fixtures and...
Just coming back from a bad hammy.
Doesn't matter. It does matter. He's short.
Okay, it still matters.
Short players can come back from bad hammies super quickly.
I would rather get a guy that's been playing well than Bruno. If
he's on PKs, he's on set pieces. Is?
Saka
and Bruno again. Too. Okay, that's what I said. Either or. I don't care. I don't care. I do not care.
So it's we'll Saka start there.
I agree with Phil's logic, and I just want to see Saka play first.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pick up Saka right because he was on all those PKs, all that stuff. He's coming back for the first time in a long time. Maybe they're not going to put him straight back into the fire, and I don't want
that.
They
need to.
You don't know that they
need
to.
They need to. They're in second.
They're in second. They're not going to get...
No, they're going to do it for the UCL.
Yeah, they have a week till that, and they have two games, so I think they probably...
Maybe.
They probably don't start him the first game. He probably plays like 20 or 30 minutes.
And then he gets 70.
Then maybe he starts the next game and plays like 60, 70 minutes.
Give me Bruno. There's no question. Give me Bruno.
Yeah, like I don't want to spend $10 million on a guy that might play 20 minutes in the first game.
And Bruno, to your
and
point.
If he comes in and plays 60 minutes and looks good, then we can always pick him up.
We'll adjust.
And one of you said it, Bruno's been absolutely on fire.
I just want to add in that Bruno's schedule is Forest, City, Newcastle, but I don't. think we care a whole lot about.
But he's on PKs, he's on free kicks, yeah, he's on corners. So he gets a little bit above the schedule where other players, I would agree with you. It's like, I'm not playing a midfielder into that schedule, but he has all those things going for him. So he has a lot more opportunities to get points.
I can see 3 returns in those games, whether it's assists.
Make that statement to the camera.
3 returns in the 3 games. Brunito.
That's a bold statement.
Ever since he got linked to Madrid, guy's starting to look good in my eyes.
Well, he always comes back to Madrid. It doesn't matter what you're talking about.
unless we're talking about who's going to win the UCL, then
they're trash.
Madrid. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have Bruno. Hey, we have Salah. Bruno and Salah. Where do we want to go next?
I think the easy one is one of the 2 Palace midfielders.
I would agree, and I know who I want.
Which one do you want, Phil?
It's too late to say sorry.
I just want to tick off Sean.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
I was going to suggest Eze because he's my boy, but I think Sar is
the way to go.
Eze did score in their cup game.
Didn't Sar score?
Guys, if Bruno is the best in FPL right now in terms of being on fire, Sar is probably number 2. Okay, so let's just the Jets.
Cool your Jets.
Well, Sean, we do have an old form rating, and you're actually right.
I know.
Salah, Bruno, and Sar. Okay, so Sar's in.
That backfire.
This is unprofessional, but I didn't plug my computer in, everyone. I'm plugging it in.
Ah, boo.
So here we go. Keep talking, though.
Let Sean host.
No, let's go quiet.
Who let this guy host?
All right, so I mentioned earlier we're at 3 guys currently that are not doubling in game week 33. I think we're going to have a 4th when we get to the front line.
Can we?
So I think our next guy needs to be somebody that's doubling, and I have a suggestion.
Let's hear it.
We don't have any Villa guys yet.
We do not.
Madrid. Do not talk to me about Real Madrid, all right?
Is that who you're going with, though?
Yeah, Eduardo Camavinga.
No, I'm in Asensio.
No, I'm not going to
go with
Asensio because, I'm not sure he's going to start. I think I want to go... I think Morgan Rodgers is the easy one. I want to go Marcus Rashford because has started to play better.
Absolutely
he
not.
Scored in their cup game.
Nope. I don't mind.
And
he said this.
Can you just hear me out?
Absolutely not. But yes.
Have you been watching him?
Yeah, but last time you said this, I put him on my roster, and then he went 5 games in a row without a return.
Well, you shouldn't have listened to me. That was stupid of you.
Well, but now I'm supposed to listen to you.
Exactly.
About the exact same
player. All I'm saying is I think when Villa puts out their team, like if they're going to play Ollie Watkins up front, I don't think you're going to keep seeing a lineup that's Jacob Ramsey, John McGitt, and Leon Bailey as the 3 behind him. That would be foolish. I think they're going to play. I think Rashford is going to start getting regular minutes in the Premier League on the left, which is why I'm suggesting him. If you don't feel comfortable with that, then we can go Morgan Rodgers.
Give me the guy who gets 90 minutes every game. I'll take Morgan Rodgers.
That's Morgan Rodgers.
Yep. Phil?
I have no say in this one.
You have to have a say.
Fine by me.
Oh, you're fine with Rodgers?
I'm fine with Rodgers. It's just okay. I'm going to be monitor. I think you should monitor Marcus Rashford's minutes. If he starts getting to 60 minutes every game and starting, I think he should be on your team, or he should be somebody that you should look at like to bring in before game week 30.
Same with Asensio.
I think that's fair.
Assuming that's when they double.
Two best players.
Yeah,
in the
it is the same with Asensio too. Like if he's the one that's starting and getting minutes, then yeah, I'm also interested in him.
Asensio is pretty good, but unless he's playing against PSG, then he's just a useless piece of garbage, Phil? Or
what do you mean?
If you watch our last episode, you know what I mean.
You literally picked Asensio as the sole reason Villa's going to be PSG.
I picked
PSG.
Asensio as a big reason
That's
with
whack.
His experience.
That's whack. We're talking about a cheap, good option for a double versus winning the championship.
Right, so whatever.
I'm
going to
cut you two off, and I think we should move to forward and come back and fill this last midfield spot.
Can I do the 3 forwards we're going to have?
I mean, Please. Can you start with one? Just start with the one. Just one. Start with one.
I want Mateta back.
I think you and everyone else on Earth does.
Yeah. I think Mateta is a very smart option.
Me included.
Crystal Palace, on fire, good schedule. Mateta to me, no-brainer. Double.
I think he's going to come back with revenge, too.
Yeah. mad about that whole getting kicked in the face thing.
Yeah,
by like a fifth division goalie.
Yeah, and I think a lot of FPL managers mocked him. We supported him, but a lot of them mocked him.
For what?
For getting hurt. People were picked him up planning ahead of all those, like, that blank and double or whatever was happening around game week 29. And then he got hurt and ruined everyone's plans. So we treated you well. So treat us well now that we picked you back up, brother.
Yeah, they have a Southampton. Their next matchup is Southampton away. You're not going to get many better matchups than that. So no-brainer. Take them. Plus, with the injuries in the forward position right now, Cunha not injured but suspended. Strand Larsson, his backup, has a knock. Haaland, we know, is currently injured. Havertz out. Jesus out. Just not a lot of good forward options at the moment. So,
do you want to give them a good one? Who do you want? Who do you want? Pick our second forward.
I mean, I think this is another I can say no brainer 100 times. Probably overusing the phrase, but I think Isak right now is absolutely a must have in this squad because, again, we're not spending up on a guy like Palmer who has just fallen off a cliff. And Haaland, who's currently injured, we are not going to be spending up on those guys, which frees up what do we have at the moment. We have still 22.6 in budget. He's about, I think, 9.3, Isak is.
9.3.
And I think getting him in, looking at the schedule, yeah, he gets Brentford. That's a solid matchup. Then he gets Leicester. Then he gets Manchester United. That's three good games in a row. The only really tough games they have left for their, frankly, the rest of the season is an Arsenal matchup in week 37.
But the other reason we want him is because he's doubling in game week 32.
Yep.
Which is a prime triple captain
opportunity.
Op.
Yeah. So, Isak, yeah, simple, straightforward. For our team, for our purposes, we want him. No questions asked. Now, the last forward is, I think we all have a good idea of who we want, but this is probably going to be maybe one where there's a discussion to be had. So, ooh. Dave, I'm going to let you suggest who you would want, and let's see if we have any pushback here.
Well, so we got, what, 12.8 left, right?
We have 13.3 left.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I'm the wrong. So 13.3, the guys I'm looking at are Marmoush and Ollie Watkins. I think if I do some quick math, I think Ollie Watkins is too much given the budget we have. So
yeah,
my suggestion would be Marmoush.
So I...
Because it doesn't look like Haaland is going to play for much of the rest of the season.
Yes, we don't have official word on Haaland. I think we've all tried looking it up. There's still nothing out there. What we do know is he left the facility after that FA Cup game in a boot and crutches. Could that be very precautionary? Maybe. But
that injury didn't look good.
And it's not generally precautionary to throw a boot on a guy if he's not that injured. We don't want that risk, though, if we're being honest. Like, here, what's the downside of picking up Marmoush, right? He's playing 70-plus minutes regardless of if Haaland's in or not. So let's say Haaland's fine and he comes back this week. Marmoush is still going to get 70-plus minutes. So he's still a good pickup regardless of that. And you don't run the risk of, if you're like, I think Haaland's going to be fine, of having to put a $14.8 million forward on your bench. Then the rest of your team's going to suffer for it. So I'm in agreement with Marmoush. Now, the only other player I think you could think about putting in, and I'm not saying I want to, but Chris Wood is still, he's 7.3 million. He took a knock. We talked about it. He is an older player, might have a plastic hip. I don't know. I'm not saying that, but I think he's the other option. You could take it forward. You know, Forest has a great schedule, but they do not double, right? So
it doesn't look like it, but they certainly could.
Exactly. So he's the other option to me that is interesting. I'm more interested in Marmoush, if I'm honest, knowing that Haaland's probably not playing. When he gets that solo spot, I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's the other part of it. Like, take a swing on him. He's going to probably play up front now if Haaland's out. which is a nice upgrade for him.
Yeah.
I mean, watching Haaland finish, too, during that cup game, I mean, even if he didn't get hurt, I'd be probably sweating my undies if I had him. So,
and I,
getting one return from a 14-plus million guy isn't going to cut it.
No, and I think with Wood, I'm just – we're getting now to the end of the season. You know, I've been a huge Wood believer all year, but this injury plus his age, knowing that we're coming to the end of a long season, like, give me the younger guy that looks a little more explosive right now. I'll take Marmoush in this situation, knowing that Haaland's out. So I'm with you on Marmoush. I think that's
Tim.
Who we're interested in going with here. So let me insert
just
him.
Just for other people while you're doing that. Like,
yep.
I think Evan Nielsen is a decent option.
He was my favorite option. But
their schedule is nice. Again, they don't double, which is what we're working on here. But if you have some room for people that aren't, I think he's a nice option and he's cheap. Johan Wiese has been informed, but Brentford's schedule is just a little bit too nasty tough. In my mind, or else I would consider him more. Outside of that, like, João Pedro's schedule is good, but I don't think he and Evan Nielsen are worth taking over others. But just some names there to keep in mind if you're going with someone like that isn't doubling in your front line.
Yeah, I think if you're not building, like if you're not wildcarding this week and you're just looking for a player to insert in your lineup, like a nice player, Evan Nielsen is one of my favorite choices for game week 30. He's only 3.5% owned still. He just came back, but he has 2 goals in his last 3 games, including the FA Cup. So he's feeling pretty good. It's a high-powered offense. You know, we know Bournemouth is good, and it's a home game against Ipswich. So he's probably a top striker option this week if you're not planning for multiple weeks ahead. But I mean, even if you are, he has a pretty easy schedule until game week 35. Yeah. I just think we are really trying to utilize the double game weeks. Otherwise, I think, you know, I didn't even say it, but like Marmoush, Wood, Evan Nielsen, those are probably 3 of the best options going into the next couple weeks. So I'd love that. But we are going to go with Marmoush again for the double game weeks. And
so, how much money we got left?
We have $6 million left in budget. All we're currently missing is a midfielder.
So let me see. We got Isak, Bruno, Salah, Milenkovic, Timber, and Areola. That's 6 guys, right, that aren't doubling in game week 33. Did I count right, Phil?
Yes.
You suck. I did. Okay.
So, I'm
thinking... Wait. No. Did I say Timber in that?
You did.
Yeah, he's
okay,
doubling.
I'm an idiot. He's doubling, so that's 5. Only 5. So, my whole point was, like, we don't necessarily have to pick somebody that's doubling. Because, again...
How much money do we have?
$6 million. And I am looking, just to start this conversation, I'm looking at one of 2 guys. I'm looking at Alanga and Hudson-Odoi. Specifically, I'm looking at Hudson-Odoi. But he is not doubling. But he is 5.3 million. And he has 8 points, 3 points, 10 points, 3 points in his last 4. In all those games, he's played 80-plus minutes. So he's getting the minutes. He has been doing pretty well. Schedule is pretty easy for them. So he's, to me, he's an interesting pick. Again, not doubling. So if we want to go with a guy who's doubling, we can look elsewhere, but he's an interesting one to me.
I like that.
And I say that because Gibbs White is too expensive, and he also has a knock, so he may not even be playing in the next game.
Yeah, he ran into the post in their cup game.
Happens to the best of us, man.
Those things are hard, and they don't move a whole lot.
It snuck up on him. Snuck up on him, man. Don't blame the player.
Yeah, if we go by people that we can afford, yeah, I like both of the Forest suggestions. Let me take a look here. We can't do Mikel Merino because we have too many Arsenal guys already.
Okay. I don't
want to
do Mikel Merino.
You don't want to go back to our boy Mathis Tell?
Listen, I'm not going to rehash the past, okay? I took a shot and it didn't just pan out. And guess what? Time did tell. Hey!
No Semenya?
No Semenya? Yeah, Dave, do you want to toss his name in the hat? Or?
No.
In the ring? No. Yes.
I already made my peace with this.
At least I gave up on Mattis Tell after 2 weeks, whereas you held on to Semenyo for about 28 of them. So,
you know. I stand by those weeks.
You stand by whatever you want.
But, yeah, I think, did you say Hudson Odoi? I like that.
Hudson Odoi.
I see Garnacha's name, and while United are playing better, I still don't feel like I trust that, and I don't want two guys from United's attack. And Cuckoo's name interests me, but I think that's one I have to see a little bit more. I kind of like that, Sean. I was looking at the Villa guys. We don't have enough for Rashford.
So that's what I was going to say. If we adjust our defensive line to the cheaper options, could we bring in Rashford? I know Sean's pissing himself over there.
I mean, we can go down from Timber or Milinkovic down to one of the Villa guys.
Well, no, we could go
one of the Newcastle guys.
Yeah.
I just... Again, you're...
So we already dropped to Tim... Oh, Saliba, never mind.
To me, there's just a fine line between just picking someone up because, hey, they have two games, and picking them up because you actually think they're going to produce in those two games. Rashford has two games. Is that the only reason you're interested in him? Do you actually think he's going to produce
something? No, he has like three assists or four assists and two goals.
He's playing really well for Villa. Again, my whole issue with him was like, is he going to start?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and I'm fine with waiting to see if what I said earlier of like, I think he's going to be their guy on the left from now on. But I'm fine with waiting to see if that actually happens.
I mean, his last six games, he had 40. I know he just came to the team, fair enough. 45 minutes, 66 minutes, 45 minutes, 22 minutes, 22 minutes. He has three assists in those six games. That's all he's produced.
That's all accurate, but he's started for them in the Cup, in the Champions League, and he started for them in the FA Cup.
No, I understand, and we've seen the talent in the past. It's just how much do we want to weigh into guessing? And maybe, and again, maybe it works out, but we're really taking a guess on
that. I'm fine with waiting on that because we already have Rodgers.
So exactly. Is the question Alonga or Odoi?
I think
Hudson Odoi of those two is probably the best one. He's getting the most minutes.
I'm going to throw out one more person.
Yeah.
And that's Jacob Murphy.
Phil mentioned Jacob Murphy earlier, actually. Because
Newcastle doubles in game week 32.
I like that.
That's who I had.
I don't know if we want to spend.
Do we want to? You guys said no earlier.
I didn't say no.
No, Sean did.
Do we want to?
He's the boss.
I'm the boss.
I don't think we want to spend a transfer to bring in a Newcastle guy before game week 32 gets here, just to spend it to take them out in game week 33.
I think Jacob Murphy's a better choice than Hudson Odoi.
I like Hudson Odoi better. If I'm being honest,
it's only the double. It's the double.
The double is why.
Because Murphy is playing full minutes.
You look at Murphy. I mean, it goes back to expected goals and expected assists, but you watch the last few Newcastle games before this break, and there are a few games where he could have balled out.
I think.
He's consistently in that danger area, which is.
Both players are going to have a lot of opportunities with pretty important midfielders out for their team. Gordon's out for Newcastle, which is going to give Murphy a boost, and potentially Costco Phil Foden is out for Nottingham Forest, which would give Hudson Odoi a boost. He's been playing really well, but I think, to your point, Dave, double game week, they're both playing. They're both, I think, to me, similar in the way that maybe they get points, maybe they don't. Give me the double chance on that one. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I'll say if it wasn't for the double stuff, I would be
Odoi.
If it was just they all had one game, I'd be going Hudson Odoi or Elanga over him. But like I said, I think, you know, if we're keeping the double game week in mind in 33, like we only get so many transfers, and using two on that spot would be probably, I believe the word is inefficient.
Inefficient. All right, I think. We're locked in.
Are we there?
Let me walk through this team real quick. We have $1 million left in budget. We have Raya, Areola, Saliba, Munoz, Gvardiol, Timber, Milinkovic, Fernandez, Rodgers, Murphy, Salah, Sarr, Mateta, Isak, and Marmoush. That is the squad. Are we in agreement that that's the squad we want to roll with our wild card?
It's a fireside squad, baby.
I don't see any. I don't see any obvious upgrades.
I don't think so. I think that's a solid squad. I think we thought through that. I mean, this is one of our longer episodes. We're at 45 minutes almost, so we've really taken some time here. And let's make those transfers. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in live. Confirm those transfers.
I think it's...
Play wild card.
Beep. Question.
Bang. We're in. Yeah.
Do we go the Mooshie's Loosh for our captain?
All right, so...
I guess we should consider that.
Hold up. Don't go too fast on me.
Probably not, Phil.
We just locked our team in. Okay? We're going to end the episode, but to your point, do you want to talk real quick? Who do you think we should captain this week?
I mean, I think it's silly not going with...
Rhymes with Bala, place for Liverpool.
Yeah.
You think just straightforward? Just stick with what works?
Yeah.
They're playing Everton at home, right?
I mean, Everton's had some good games. They are playing Everton at home. They've had some good games.
I think the Moyes shine has worn off of them.
Let's go Salah, but Mooshie's Loosh, you got the honorable mention. Maybe we'll throw the vice on you.
He does play Leicester.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was going to captain Holland.
I mean, Mateta plays Southampton.
See, it's a lot of things to think about here.
Ooh, at home or away?
Away.
So we don't have to decide right now. So we're thinking our best option here, don't mess with what works. Salah against Everton at home is the best option. Marmoush against Leicester, a team that cannot figure out how to score, is a great option with Haaland out, assuming he is out. And then Mateta against Southampton, that is away. But, you know, we think Mateta's got some revenge coming here on a fifth division goalie, I guess.
Yeah.
But, okay. So those are probably the three best options.
It's the Phoenix effect.
Isak against Brentford. That's not an amazing matchup. Fernandez, Forrest, not a great matchup. So, yeah, I think those are the best three. If you wanted to go crazy, you can go Gvardiola against Leicester. Hope for a shutout. Maybe he gets some cheap points. But I think Salah, Marmoush, Mateta, yeah. Those are our three. Cool. Well, we did it.
Against all odds.
Against all odds. We did it. All right, we're out of here then. That's all we got.
I'm tired.
I'm tired too, honestly.
I don't want to be here anymore.
If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, comment on the video. I mean, honestly, because it's pretty free.
It's pretty free. And it's free.
It's pretty free.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Doesn't cost you a thing.
Seriously.
And we really appreciate it. Find us on social media. Find us on Instagram. Find us on X.
Twitter.
Listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we will be back here, same time, same place. Finally, looking back at game week 30. Looking forward to game week 31 now that we're back in the swing of things. And with that,
see ya.
See ya.
Bye.